July 18th, 2008. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. You get
Watt from Pedro Show, coming to you from Margaux, France, about 18 miles north of Bordeaux in the southwest part of the country. And with me is Stooges sax man, Mr. Steve McKay.
Good to be back with you, Mike.
Yeah, you too. And the reason why we're here is because we last week came to France to play in Rouen.
Yeah, the big Armada Festival with the tall ships.
Right, and here it's a week later, and we're going to play the second gig. And Angoulême, which is, I don't know, like 30 or 40 miles from here.
Something like that, yeah.
And a little north of us. Northeast of us, I think. And yeah, there's a big space in between. Oh, first, let's tell them what we just played.
Okay, yeah, we played The Ideal by John Coltrane.
Off what record?
Bahia. That's right. See. And then we got Big A, Little A by Crass. Right. Where are they from?
Crass is from England.
Okay.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Oh, okay.
And they all lived in the same pad, like a kind of commune.
And we used to do things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, some of them, they were older than most punks. And some of them, I think, came from hippie days. I got to play a gig once with one of the ladies in the band named Eve Libertine.
That's a good name.
And her son was on guitar, Nemo.
Wow.
So Dose played a few gigs with her. And anyway, what have we been doing between these two gigs?
Well, I like to call us like the birds in the gilded cage. We're out here at the golf resort.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called
Relais?
Relais de Margaux. Yeah. A relais is a kind of a hotel. It means like a refuge or a place to stop on your way to somewhere else, but that's okay. Like a fancy kind of hotel.
Right. Now this area is all, and if you know anything about Bordeaux, you probably know of it via the reputation for wine.
Right.
Vin fin.
Fine wine.
And so lots of vineyards here.
Yeah, this place used to be a vineyard. But then they turned it into a golf course, but it's surrounded by other vineyards, and it's right on the Garonne River. Right?
Yeah, three sides of it is vineyards, yeah. But one side is right on the Garonne River.
Right where it splits into the Garonne and the Dordogne, I believe.
Yeah, and the Garonne, second biggest?
I'm guessing that. You know, maybe somebody.
It's a big river in France.
After the Seine, yeah.
She is big. Then we got one more gig. We're going to be in Amsterdam for a few days, and then Finland.
Right.
So three gigs, 16 days.
Yeah, that's what happens sometimes, but we try to keep ourselves busy by doing things like this radio show. And well, you tell them what you did.
Oh, let's play some music.
All right.
much moan. You look like Donna. Your head weighs a ton. Are you cold, forlorn, and hungry? Are there lots of things you lack? Is your life made up of misery? Then dump the bosses off your back. Are your clothes all torn and tattered? Are you living in a shack? Would you have your troubles scattered? Then dump the bosses off your back. Are you almost split asunder? Loaded like a long-eared jack. Boo, why don't you buck like thunder? And dump the bosses off your back. All the agonies you suffer, you could end with one good whack. Stiffen up, you ornery duffer, and dump the bosses off your back.
Hey, Albert, how about that speed of light in a tube? Is that the same light I see when I open my eyes and look around me? Is that entropy running on empty? Eight ball in the corner pocket by chance, and we are here. Put gravity on the table too, Mr. Newton. Take your puny force back to Faraday and say it's only a phase of magnetic force. Only a click now in virtual eclectic chick, like a chain of paper dolls perfumed with a tincture of soul spit. Pack up the books of loneliness in the same box your mind came in, and tell the binge of time. Sing praises to the prairie, follow a snake, go to the sunset and turn inside. When you come to the one-way street, look straight, close your eyes and wait for dark matter to rattle. The heart will know it first, then the brain or other parts. One can reverse the process when dying because the fear of death might otherwise be the fear of life as we know it. My sister Betty hitchhiked out of the high plains when she was sweet 16 and the little bands were playing jazz. After the war, emanating from KC to LA, the great future from Chicago to New Orleans, Gene Krupa busted out the beat. It was a big carnival ride in paradise for decades to come. Pocatello was known to those following the rails and the roads. There were signs from those who went before. Embers under the bridge. Beans cooked in the can, a petroglyph or two, possibly from someone who knew Jack Black or Montana Jim. Ice formed on the asphalt and the street lights made it shine. A heart was first to ask the future for a dance of a homeless mind along the western rails that glistened under the stars that helped lay to its darksome dens of clay. She died on the streets in the Mission District of Indian bars in San Francisco, had no fear. Years later, in Cherry Valley, a bird with presentiment long followed me on my path in Cherry Valley. Its eyelids had not formed open, but it knew the seeds I threw until it also fell prey and lay in its darksome clay. I called it Betty Broken Song.
Thank you. Of the lifeless body to the tape. Let's guess. Parts of different people. Lightning and thunder are crashing down around us.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. What we just hear, Steve?
Well, let's see. The last song we heard was All Natural, No Preservatives by Many Birthdays.
Now, French have a word, preservative.
Preservative, that means condom, with an F at the end, yeah.
So kind of the same.
Perhaps, we're not sure. It's like barebacking. And then before that we heard Salida, First Movement by An Endless Contortionist.
Yeah, now Salida
is exit in Spanish.
Spanish, right. And this is the second time this band has done like a big recording of a jam.
Oh, okay.
And they called the first one Exit. So this one's like another exit. And this one's basically two tunes, Salida and Ushida. Ushida is Italian.
That's right. It?
And this is the first movement of the first piece. And I got the other three, too. I'll play them on future shows. But
all right.
Features of Motoka Honda. You know, she's from Sendai, and she wanted to come to the U.S. and, you know, just get in the middle of it, not really go to whatever, Hipsterville. Or
she wants to fly over
so
states.
So she went to... She had a map, and she picked the middle. She finds a little college in Kansas.
All right.
She picks the middle, like Lawrenceburg or something.
Lawrence, Kansas University.
No, not Lawrence, Kansas. Yeah. No.
Okay.
It's just not the big school. It's a little one in the middle of near Salinas.
Oh, okay.
Salina. And, yeah, she said she just went back there for like a reunion thing and, you know, I got a real connection with those people.
Because she went to school there.
Yeah, and they treated her really nice. She wanted to go where there was other people from her land so she would really learn.
Well, yeah, there's probably less Japanese in Kansas than there are in San Francisco, for instance.
Right? It's excellent improv, and there's a bunch of cats from L.A. playing with her. Guy Pinas and the stand-up bass and... Matt Hayes on the sax. I think he's the one who organized it. Great musicians. Before that,
Hey Albert by Charles Plimel. Now that's a spoken word, right?
Right.
And you can tell us about this guy.
Yeah, right. In fact, in Philly, right, we're going to, at the beginning of next month, with the Stooges, we're going to be doing
our North American dates, yeah.
Right. And there's one in Camden.
Which is across the river from Philadelphia, yeah.
Right, and it's followed by a gig at a racetrack near Baltimore.
Right, Pimlico.
So, we have a day off in between those two gigs. On that day off in between, in Philadelphia, I'm going to read poems... I've been asked to read some poems and play bass behind Charlie.
Wow.
And Charlie's going to read poems.
Very cool. So yeah, you are quite the poet.
Well, Charlie, he's got some great books. One called Last of the Moccasins and one called Hand on the Doorknob. Quite a good writer and very interesting man. I met him from a poem reading that Thurston had me do in Amherst last November. And Charlie's a treasure. People have lived, you know? Have experienced.
He's one of the Beats, right?
Yeah, he lived with Neil Cassidy. But originally from Kansas, from Wichita. Ain't that a trip?
Yeah.
For Charlie, who'd we have?
We had Dump the Bosses by Utah Phillips.
Now, you know about him.
Yeah.
I brought up his name to you and...
Yeah, no, he was out basically touring on his own, and he plays the guitar, and he writes these songs, and then he kind of talks a lot and tells stories. It's sort of like a later-day Will Rogers. He just passed away recently.
I think in May.
Yeah, and I got to see and hear an interview with him.
Yeah.
Done a couple of years ago.
A raconteur?
Raconteur?
Besides musician.
It's like a teller of tales, I guess that would mean. Sort of means like we've turned it into being like some sort of like expert or know-it-all kind of word, but...
I thought it was just a spieler.
It's a spieler, right, exactly.
Nothing bad about it.
You're a raconteur. Or rock contour.
I got the personnel here for the Endless Contortionist. Can you read that, Steve?
Motoka Honda on keys, Joel, Sonic Manipulator, Nate Cole on drums, Guy Pinhas, upright bass, and M on alto sax.
Yeah, which is Matt Hayes.
Yeah.
So, Utah Phillips. Now, you told me something interesting that you heard about him.
In this interview, he said that Bob Dylan wanted to do some of his songs. I think, like, it's like John Hammond Sr. came to him and stuff, the guy from CBS Records, and said Dylan wants to do some of your songs. And Utah Phillips was so kind of lefty anti-commercial that he refused. And he could have made himself a whole bunch of money, you know.
This was a man who was basically riding the trains and...
Yeah, he was...
I know he worked at the Joe Hill House in Salt Lake City.
Yep.
And with a kind of an anarchist guy. This guy wouldn't even... He'd only do work with barter. So he didn't have to do income, so he wouldn't have to pay taxes. He thought the tax was all going to war.
Thought. Gosh, really? I'd never heard that before.
Yeah. Here, I should chase down his name, because this man was very interesting. I think he passed away in the late 60s. These people like the Beats and guys like Utah Phillips, they had a lot of influence on 60s people. I don't think a lot of 60s people even knew.
Right, well, it's like Woody Guthrie's the one right. People know, Reed Dillon and things.
In fact, he kind of was emulating an image on him almost. But sometimes these days, too, I hear people say, you know, why do certain things happen? It's because people took risks. When they're a big minority, it was not very hip and happening, but they're breaking the ground, and it almost seems like, well, this is just the way it always is. No, it's not all the way it always was. It doesn't mean you're lame because you came late, because that's just circumstance when you're born. But so, especially if you're on the forefront, the PR machine ain't working. Like maybe after it gets commodified.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's this thing here. Because I want to get this cat's name. The Joe Hill House is where he worked.
Ammon Hennessy. Shall I write that down?
Ammonhnnacy.
Wait a second. Ammon
Hennessy. Now, he comes from a Quaker family, and the Quakers have a long tradition.
Right.
Of not being war makers, except... Wasn't there a Quaker president?
I'm not sure. Maybe Ben Nixon. Franklin was a Quaker.
He was never president. Yeah, no. He was a Quaker. But Richard Nixon.
Nixon was raised as a Quaker. That's right. I know he forgot something along the way.
But, yeah.
Oops.
pacifists, Christian anarchists.
Right.
Yeah.
God bless.
And then we started with Mark Stewart and Mafia, right?
Yes.
And he did, what's the name of the song?
Loner.
Which is sometimes what might happen if you do try to blaze a new trail, which is hard to explain. Maybe a consciousness that's really tethered to fashion and style. Whoa, you mean I'm going to have to go it alone? That's scary.
Well, sometimes it's not a choice for a lot of people. That's just the way they are.
They have a belief or hankering. Or I just think there's ripples of culture that are pushing them, even if they don't know. But that there's other ripples of trend, especially in materialist. They're almost manufactured ripples, right?
Yeah.
You need this. You will not be whole.
Well, it's like 1960s, but the man can't bust our music. Thank you, Columbia Records, Sony.
Yeah. Now, what did we do last night?
It was Ron Ashton's 60th birthday.
Yeah.
And so we had, here at the hotel, we were out on the porch of the Brasserie, which is a kind of French restaurant, and we got our own table, kind of screened off from everybody else, and had
because there's
own little,
another restaurant here called
Gastronomique. I think
you're not allowed in there with the Levi.
No, that's right. And so most of us left our suits at home, except for a couple people. You know. Like Iggy, he's got a suit, and a couple other people I know wear suits. But
yeah, we saw that in where were we before? Forges Les O.
Forges Les O.
Okay, and but he said he worked for that suit. I guess he did some job, and they gave him.
Yeah, it was a modeling thing.
Okay. Pinstripe.
Yeah, kind of diagonal pinstripe.
Yeah. So Ronnie turned 60.
Yep, he did, and they made him a cake, and it had like a little tiny electric guitar on it, and it was real. Artistically, the little frosting thing was like tiny, like a ballpoint pen thick of white frosting on top of the black frosting on top of the cake, and it was like a chocolate mousse cake. It was quite good.
It
was a full moon. We watched it come
first
up.
Night. Yeah,
and we were there. We had the European style dinner, so we went. We were there for about 4 or 5 hours. You know, I left before everybody else. I don't know who the last to leave was.
Last man standing.
Right. But it was a lot of fun, and it's like, you know, it's a milestone.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Yeah.
Let's listen to more music. Watt from Pedro show. What we just hear there, Steve?
Song for Baghdad by Steve McKay and the Blue Prostitutes.
Now, I had a version of that from the songs Your collection with you playing keyboards over a drum machine. I guess that was the original version.
Saxophone,
of course. But this was a newer version, maybe not even a year old.
Yeah, I started this is, you know, part of the extended Radon family. And
the Blue Prostitute.
Yeah, and I went out to, I went over to New Jersey, and we had, we recorded at Caesar's Palace in New York with Jason Lafarge, who was the engineer and the bass player on the track. And then we had Vinnie Paternostro on the other saxophone, and we had Sam Lohman and on drums, and Aaron Moore on drums and trumpet, and Jay Reeve on synthesizer.
Now, what was the impetus of this song?
I originally wrote it in 1991 for the first Gulf War. It was originally called Waiting for the War, but then I changed it to Song for Baghdad, and so I guess it's still timely as heck.
Round two.
Kind of mournful, you know, right. But a nice instrumental song. I've recorded it a couple of times. This particular version was done for WFMU in New Jersey.
Brian Turner,
and he had us record. I wasn't actually live in the studio. It was live in their studio. So we did it over at
Caesar's Palace.
And
Caesar's ghost.
Yeah, really. There you go. And he had Julius Caesar. There was a band in San Francisco called that. But we went to. When I was there, we did like a couple of gigs in Brooklyn and a gig in Manhattan. And then we also spent, three days in the studio, which was wonderful. We pretty much had the place to ourselves. And we've got like other, this is the live mix, so we were all in the same room together. We did some other stuff with Isolation and such like that, and we were trying to maybe get that out on a record. We've got some interest from a couple of indie labels, so.
Well, we're at the end of the first hour of the Live from Pedro show, July 18th, 2008. Hold tight for hour two. July 18th, 2008. It's the second hour of the Live from Pedro show.
One, two, three, four.
春の訪れのない私のこの青春に呼びかける。憎しみだけど閉ざされた春の訪れのない私のこの青春に問いかける。この白い光
Welcome back to hour number two. We started out the second hour with Little Pink Riding Hood by Tobacco, and followed by Day on a Bike by Black Moth Super Rainbow. Now, You can tell me, how did that band get its name?
Well, the man Tobacco, because this is him by himself, he put together that band so he could tour. But they're basically his songs. And I asked him about that name. He's from Pittsburgh. And he said, well, I've always wanted to call a band that. So he said, well, that's what you do. If you got like hankering for a band name, get a band.
Yeah, and that's true.
Name it.
That's you. That's your whole philosophy. No, make your own band. Write your own poetry.
Paint your own painting.
Painting your own painting. That's it. Okay, that was followed by Bright Tomorrow by Fuck Buttons.
They're from England.
Okay.
Two guys.
And the next song is just called Two, and it's by the band with the charming name of Dope Piss.
Portland, Maine.
All right. And that's followed by Valley of Neptune with Jimi Hendrix. The last one in the sequence is Flower, Sun, Rain by Boris.
Right. Now, that Black Moth Super Rainbow song, Day on a Bike. Now, last night we celebrated Ronnie's birthday. But during the daytime, what happened?
Well, you got on a bike, rented a bike from the hotel, and you rode, what, like 20 miles into Bordeaux and back all in the same day.
Yeah. Well, my camera stopped working in Forges
Les Eaux,
which is what, like the water forge?
There was a forge is a forge, and so there's forges on the water, kind of.
Right, where you make iron and maybe
blacksmith.
Maybe blacksmith. So it stops working. I have no camera. And out here in Margaux, not really a lot of camera shop.
No, not really a lot. Yeah.
A lot of vineyard,
yeah.
Buku. So, pedaled down through a lot of vineyard. First 12, 13 miles, no bike path on these little roads, so I was swimming with the cars. But there wasn't a lot of hills, and it was kind of cloudy. We've had a lot of sun, but yesterday morning was kind of Cali morning. So I was...
That's nice because that sun's pretty bright.
Yeah, it's different than northern France. It's a lot like Cali here.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the grapes, the wine is so happening.
Yeah.
So, I went down through these little towns. First big town just north of Bordeaux is Blanquefort. And there's a Ford plant there, in fact, in the Zona Industrielle.
Yeah.
And from there I headed for the river, this Garonne. It really gets big there. It's right where it splits. We were talking about the split. And, it keeps going, but it tributaries off into
Dordogne.
Yeah. But I stay along the big baby and went through the Bordeaux waterfront. The old quays? Q-U-A-I?
Quay is like a dock.
We say quays.
Well, in English they say quays, yeah. But it means like a dock or a...
I go into the middle of town from there, because I thought if I would have just tried to pedal into the middle of town... By like North Bordeaux, the way Euro towns are old, so the streets aren't laid out in grids, and it's very easy to get lost. They're very small streets.
Well, a lot of roundabouts instead of traffic
stuff
signals.
Like that. So I thought, use geography, use the river, and it takes you right to the center. And I found Cor Victor Hugo, and that's because I found out their version of Circuit City called Darty.
Yeah, it's a big department store, basically. Chain. They sell all kinds of stuff. Yeah,
yeah, and found the address and was right on Core Victor Hugo, Core Heart.
Was it?
Core.
Was it spelled like court?
C-O-U-R?
Core. Course.
Course, okay. It's right where the Pont de Pierre is, which is like a bridge. Pont?
Paul.
Paul. And so, started there, and here I'm on the street. There's it. I get a camera, and I get to go. Bordeaux's kind of rustic. Not rustic like
funky,
agrarian, but not modernized big time. Mostly was like this waterfront because the town itself was pretty, yeah, looking old, but it was very interesting and stuff. Huge cathedral, found a big old synagogue, a place where the Algerian and Tunis, Moroccan people were. And
yeah.
It was very interesting, so I spent time there. And then I pedaled, started my way back, because this child was going to happen with Ronnie. And I found Bordeaux du Lac, Lake Bordeaux. And there was kayaks going on, little kids in kayaks and adult. But and I thought, man, I'm going to be able to pedal and paddle, but there was no kayaks to be rented. I went to the shed, but there was nobody running. They just took it out for this youth thing, maybe a summer camp trip. So I watched him, but I didn't get to paddle. And I pedaled back. And, yeah, there wasn't, you know, once I hit Blancfort, there was bike paths. And then I got to the waterfront, and it was kind of, but man, when you're on the road without, I mean, these there's no sidewalks or curbs or even shoulders.
Yeah.
So these trucks would blow me by. So what I did, I had to keep the sun off my ear, you know, because it's scar tissue stuff. And, but I doubled up the duty with the hat of covering up.
It's by like using safety a bright orange. Yeah.
So
they could see it.
The
yep.
Crazy.
I saw you come back. You could, oh, that's what. There's the orange hat.
Yeah, because the access road from this pad is like a mile off the little D road. Pretty, yeah. By itself.
Yeah.
Relay Margot. So, it was a good adventure. And, there's nothing like getting on the bike. Sometimes I'm on tour, it'd be a long time since I'm on a bike again. And in fact, we only had a little space between this and the last leg. And because all the hoofing I did in Barcelona, that was the last town we played, I couldn't pedal when I got home. Hamstrings. I got to paddle, but I didn't get to paddle. I was too hurt. Because I had shirked on the gouty for so long that this time I made up my mind. It was the day of the gig, so I hoofed like 6 hours straight to see as much as I could. I saw four of his bills. One was closed, but one I actually got to go into. It's called the Pedraria now. Pedraria. But it was Casamiro when it was built, and had a ukiyo-e exhibition. It was wild. And I like Gaudi, you know? I know that's where that word comes from about being Gaudi.
No, it's pretty fantastic, yeah.
Very organic. And
a lot of curves and scallops and the side of the building.
Yeah, you can see where Dr. Seuss got for his drawings. So it is a good day for me with activity and then to be with all the guys at nighttime for Ronnie. So it was a most excellent. I didn't know it was going to be able possible. You don't know there's going to be bikes. Last time I did something like this was we were in Lecce, the heel part of Italy.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you did a similar
version. Toronto, ride. Which ended up where we thought we were going to play
in Old Toronto, but yeah, then they had to find a new venue at the last minute.
We ended up playing in Malpignano, Cloister.
Yep.
That castle of Toronto was incredible. It was right on the water, but the Cloister was pretty neat to play. We never did a gig like that right in front of it. I mean, it was 700 or 800 year old Cloister.
I'm not sure if the nuns were still there.
Probably not the ones from those days. I remember they had a lot of chow too.
Well, yeah.
Remember spaghetti?
And the chow disappeared by the time we got off stage because the woman that was doing the catering wanted to see the show, so she wrapped it all up. And nobody thought to say, don't put the food away yet. And we came off stage looking forward to eating all that great stuff, and it was all gone.
Balls.
Yeah. Ooh. So you got a plan for things.
Okay, let's listen to some more music.
heard through the air, still dreaming, seen through sleepwalk eyes. A luminescent ghost crawls across the bridge of sighs. The oily water shimmering betrays a frozen thought and reveals that crucial moment that we missed. The silken lover spurned, the broken stranger kissed. So hear me, mother, hear me, father, I'm going way down deep beneath the water. The Grand Canal is choked with drowning angels. The sun, it spins a cold and icy blue. A silvery flock of pigeons in stop motion circles you. The oarsman guides his boat through winding waterways, past windows where ethereal shadows drift. A distant star collapses and he feels the current shift. Hear me, mother, hear me, father, I'm going way down deep beneath the water. The generations strung through centuries just like rosary beads. Their names are chiseled in the tarnished brass. The smell of wet decay wafting through the midnight mass. Like an aria trapped in a tiny radio. Like Jesus tacked up to that cross of gold. We suffer in translation, our true stories falsely told. So hear me, mother, hear me, father, I'm going way down deep beneath the water. Perfect dream. A city born again, its promise now fulfilled. To the octopus, the seahorse, and the bream. The right hand pens the verses that the left hand soon erases. And the rising waters reflect the shivering moonlight that plays upon the carnival goers' faces. As they sing, hear me, mother, hear me, father, I'm going way down deep beneath the water. Hear me, mother, hear me, father, I'm going way down deep beneath the water. Down deep beneath the water. Down deep beneath the water.
Clown. All girlfriends' clots turn the color of ashes. The crowded bars are serving 100 slashes. I push the wheelchair all the way to Nazi land. And now I know what right hand stole from left hand. Got laid out of the can by Angel's trumpet. Got offered hand and I only managed to hump him. Murderland, I seen a bluebird fly. Oh my, why can't I? Mason guided me on dangerous quiz to find where will they misunderstand me the bitch. And all the way I had this tune in my head at night and when pulled from my bed.
Thank you.
Okay, we just heard 10 Acres of the Finest Sand by our good friend Kamielski, who we've done some recording with. Maybe he'll be hearing some more of that here on the...
And you're organizing something for November?
Yeah, I'm trying to put together Carnal Kitchen, the original drummer from 69 to 71, and myself, and going to get you and Kamielski in on that too as well. I just talked to Marco, or emailed him, and he's way into the idea, so we just have to figure out what it is we're going to do. And then before that, we heard Enemy Love Song by the Meat Puppets.
Old friends of mine.
Yeah, old friends of yours.
That have gotten back together and are playing.
Oh, that's great. Before that was Venezia by a guy named Sam Bennett. And you said he's an American, but he lives in Japan now. Is that right?
Via New York City, via Alabama. Birmingham is original town.
Wow.
He's got a daughter and a Nihon wife. And he was my drummer for Brother, Sister, Daughter in the February tour I did.
Yeah.
Great cat.
Great. And before that was One of Us by Wire. That's another band that, what, it's getting back together?
Or? Yeah, this is something brand new from them. But their first album was Pink Flag in 1977. Profound influence on Minuteman. And me and you, what did we start with?
Oh, that's right. We started with a song called Matthew by the Dublin-based group Estelle, but also with yours truly here, Steve McKay and Mike Watt on the bass. And this was done like...
Last September.
We just recently did another session with these guys when we were in Dublin recently, and... So hopefully then these guys are putting this out on a record, and they're going to put the other thing out on a record too, and it was really a lot of fun to play with them, you know.
It was great. Well, we're at the end of the second hour, July 18th, 2008, Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. July 18th, 2008, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Together 着色でも16人あとは10万台100色一斉と16人あこだい500万円クラー
Schedule was hermosura.
Watt from Pedro show. Steve, what was that? What did we start this third hour off with?
First song was Nobody Knows by Yuki Kawana. And then after that, followed by No Relation of Fresh in Egypt by Kuru Kuru. Next song, 500 Manen by Z. Next song, I Have Been Saving My Love for You by LSD March. And finally, I'm Just a Dreamer by Uptight.
Now those are all Nihon bands.
You got a cough.
You got a cough?
Yeah.
Okay, turn your head the other way. There we go.
Love their Marlboros, okay.
And light ones, like my ma smoked.
Okay, so what now?
Now, Kuru Kuru has a sax player named Jun Azawa, who I got to play with. He and a couple bands in that February tour, Z.
Cool.
Oh, no, he was in Z, I'm sorry. Kuru Kuru had a guest singer named Tetsunori, and he's in a band called Up Up, which I got to play in February.
You played with a lot of people over there, man. You're really cutting a wide swath in Nihon.
Well, a lot of these cats are playing. They're playing in different bands. They're trying all kinds of music. Jun Azawa is actually in three bands, one called Hanahum, one called Z, and one called Mouse on the Keys.
Oh, that's
great,
cool.
Great sax player. I did a gig with him at Super Deluxe in Roppongi. He played the whole thing improv with me. Sam Bennett was on drums, Shimmy was on guitar, Jun Azawa on sax, and he was great. Great. One of his bands has his brother on the drums. In fact, I think one of the bands is almost exactly the same, except one has a guitar player, the other one doesn't, and then the drummer and percussion switch off.
Uh-oh.
These guys just want to play, you know?
Yeah.
But they're... It's not so Mersch motivated. This ain't J-pop. These cats are inspired with music, and why not try out every possibility?
And they certainly do.
I was very impressed by this thing they call gambate, which is like go for it. I guess an old word military brought back from China was gung-ho.
Right.
This kind of idea.
Yeah.
And reminds me of my old punk roots. Maybe you don't know how to play so well or whatever. Thing is, a lot of these cats know how to play pretty well. But they're going for it. They're not trying to, I don't know, water it down, immerse it out.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And what a revitalized thing for me. You know, you get up in your years, you can get a little cynical. And then you meet a group of people that bring that fire that got you started in the first place. So, dig it much. Yuki Kawana. Yeah, she's part of this band called Yucca. I mean, this is her on her own. They didn't know. They thought it was Yucca. Yuki is like snow. So it's part of a lot of their names. But I told them, you know, Yucca is a cactus. It's actually a Spanish word.
And which would be yuca in Spanish. Wouldn't be yucca. It would be yuca.
So the gringos, güeros fuck it up and say yucca.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, remember, like a lot of people my age.
Oh, that's right.
Remember Yucca Flats.
Yeah.
Which is in, like, what, Nevada or something. That's where they used to let off A-bombs and H-bombs.
Yeah, yeah. Back proving grounds. They call those proving grounds.
Yeah, they proved a point, all right. It's Life magazine, 1954. Here's your new bomb. It's the hydrogen bomb. Didn't look anything like a mushroom cloud. It was like the death dome, you know.
They have soldiers experience it, so they'd be ready.
No, yeah. as soon as the flash stopped flashing, then they'd go running right towards where it happened. I don't know, my dad was out in the Pacific after the Second World War, and he was a carrier pilot. He didn't actually have to kill any Japanese or anything like that, but they were part of the support team for Bikini Atoll.
Hydrogen Bomb.
It was Operation Crossroads. And they showed all the pictures, including the Navy guy hunkering down with the tribal chieftain saying, I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave your island because we're going to blow it away. They finally let those people back.
Yeah, it was all contaminated.
No, but they're letting them come back after like 60 years or something. There's not much left, but, you know. Yeah, that's great. It's sort of like Diego Garcia military base in the Atlantic, where they just cleared all the people out so they have a you know, radar station and air base.
You know, we're talking about Wire last hour and Big Influence on the Minutemen. There was a band called the Pop Group, huge influence on us. They took Captain Beefheart and mixed it with Parliament Funkadelic, and
oh, that's cool.
I mean, all that stuff seems like normal thing you would try, but man, the 70s mentalities was just so locked into genres. I guess they're trying to bring that back.
What, genres?
Yeah, for marketing.
Oh yeah, no, so you hear these, a lot of these bands and it's like swiney guys, you know.
Well, over there, these cats, they just go for whatever.
No, it's more refreshing, yeah.
And anyway, the Pop Group, there's a documentary coming out. I saw the trailer. I got to do a gig with the singer a couple years ago, Mark Stewart.
And where are they from?
Bristol.
Okay.
Which is almost, it's still England, but almost Wales. And they were teenagers at the time. We didn't know. It's incredible. They were trying these ideas out. But there's a documentary, I think it's called On Off, and it's with the Pop Group and Mark Stewart, because he kept going since then.
Oh yeah, you had sent me a message saying, do you want to see this thing by him? So maybe I'll take you up on that at some point.
Yeah.
When we're cooling our heels in another place.
Yeah, I mean, it was devastating on all our preconceptions about what you're supposed to do with music. Basically, it's you do whatever you want, but arena rock mentality organized a brains in Nuremberg rally mode.
Right.
We had these cats who didn't even know how to play.
Who made
us?
Yeah, exactly.
So don't get uppity on the technique. I mean, it's incredible to see somebody play with technique. But also, where is the heart, where is the spirit coming from to enable that technique, and not just some kind of rote discipline?
Well, it's everything, you know, you grow with your music, and you don't just keep playing the same stuff over and over again, but sometimes, you know, unless you're formulaic, but, you know, like you guys in Minutemen, they were like, you know, breaking boundaries with every note.
But at the same time, we were part of a movement. It was other people inspiring us.
Yep.
Like, if they're brave enough to try, why don't we? It was infectious.
And well, you did.
And we were drawing a lot on Stooges. Because at the time, most folks did not like it.
And they didn't like No Funhouse, that's right, her first album. Yep. No, I think that's great, because you told me about how inspired you were by us.
Yeah, and it was pretty desperate, or what do you call elements that aren't together?
Disparate.
Okay. Merci. In the lingua franca, the one common thing to all of us was Stooges. That was trippy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And I know you cats, you were doing your own thing and music and coming from the 60s rock and roll and all this, but for us it was just so important that you guys were so brave.
But at the same time, if you listen to those songs, they do have they get the 4/4 beat, and they have a certain kind of a structure. It's a simple structure, but it was something to work off of.
Yeah, but besides that, the structure, there was also a lot of feeling.
Oh boy,
it was beyond structure.
Well, there certainly was, and is still to this day, as you know.
Yeah,
I'm so glad you're able to play with us now. It's like, I know it's a dream realized for you to play with the Stooges, and it's a dream realized for me, and a sort of vindication to be able to have put this thing back together after so many years of nobody really caring.
Right, you would put stuff in your press kit after
tenure. Yeah, and it's like, so what? You know, But then starting about, I don't know, 10 years ago, all of a sudden, like a whole new generation, kids young enough to be my children if I had any, and they're all going like, you're the guy. You know, so this is good, and this is exactly what's happening now. We've got our audiences out there, and we've got, you know, three generations, you know, and ours is the grandpa generation. Sorry to say, but, you know.
Okay, let's play some more music. I ain't sorry. Big Mama's Kitchen, a little diner on the outskirts of town. They got some real good eating, some good conversation, sitting with the waitress when a break comes around. Some cheese, eggs, and bacon. Them cat head biscuits with them bits on the side. Pour me out some of that pork grease gravy. It tastes so good to eat you mystified. We're going down to Big Mama's Kitchen. A little diner on the outskirts of town. They got some real good eating, some good conversation, sitting with the waitress when a break comes around. Slice me off some of that peach dumpling cobbler. The sugar rush, it goes straight to your head. Pour me up some of that black joe java, so rich and strong that it could raise up the dead. We're going down to Big Mama's Kitchen, a little diner on the outskirts of town. They got some real good eating, some good conversation, sitting with the waitress when the wait comes around. Going down to Big Mama's Kitchen, a little diner on the outskirts of town. They got some real good eating, some good conversation, sitting with the waitress when a break comes around. We're going down to Big Mama's Kitchen, a little diner on the outskirts of town. They got some real good food, some great conversation, sitting with the waitress when a break comes around. Sitting with the waitress when a break comes around. Sitting with the waitress when a break comes around.
Okay. Yo,
liberté, elle ne fait pas un tonneau.
Look at what they do in your name.
Liberté, pour nous évader des prisons.
They do evil, you take the blame.
Liberté, souvent sans barreau, sans gardien.
Wish they wouldn't spy on me.
Prisonnière de tout ce qui ne va plus bien.
Secret cameras I can't see.
Liberté, quoi que l'on dise dans les chansons.
Not the same as celebrity.
Liberté, en graffiti sur tous les fronts.
Read about it in graffiti.
Tant qu'en bas, à mille raisons d'exister.
In this prison that they call life.
Mais pourquoi semer la mort et le péché.
Grab the key while you can pay the price.
Okay. Hey, yeah.
it best damn. Just by slides on the side.
Hurricanes of fire everywhere.
Liberty, here I someday close in my time.
Hungry child's empty stare.
Liberty, to shake a love as dead and wild.
For their health, they will make us ill.
Oh, liberty, we so hard to should come, but why?
And now it's the time to kill.
Oh, liberty. Put some deeper cohabitation.
Find a way to your death.
Liberty. Some push yourself the darker day.
Is it possible to be free?
Liberty. Some correct plans humanity.
All your darkness may follow me.
Liberty. City the friend more existing. Existing. Liberty.
And I love my own enemy.
Who went to self-selection. Liberty.
And share our lives
peacefully. Who fought down Cooper one.
Turn our back on brutality.
Liberty. While liberty is hard to say.
We should all have some happiness.
Liberty. To make a cell of the man.
Being born, we were stone class.
Okay. Hey, yo. Être libre pour agir, ça vous sera dit mission. Notre mission, c'est ma vision, éviter l'ordre et la frisson. Liberté, être autonome, dépendant de sa raison. Légèreté d'un pauvre mot, voyant défiler les saisons. Exercer sa volonté, évoluer ses propres ailes. Déterminé et volontaire pour exaucer mes propres rêves. Conquérir la liberté de vivre, lève de l'exploit. Cette servitude me coupe les vives, mais l'écriture est son emploi. L'amour de liberté, de ma tour m'y échapper. Pouvoir en modifier ma vie, ou bien du moins m'y évader. Avoir les clés, l'agir au cours à la chirurgie de l'éthique. Refaire le monde, changer les gens, la droite agit, la politique. Libre, mais enchaîné, en être libre et déchaîné. Ma vie libre, abandonnée, la solitude est acharnée. Ma peine est qu'à journée, sur ma vie je suis saigné. Pourtant les cœurs ont tout fané. Je ne fais plus que saigner. Ok. JNP et R. Laurie.
Thank you.
Together Again by Teddy Edwards on sax, Howard McGee on trumpet, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums, and Phineas Newborn on piano from 1961. And before that was Big Mama's Kitchen by Lester Chambers of the Chambers Brothers.
Yeah.
Who I had the pleasure to be able to jam
Phineas
with.
Phineas Newborn. Brother Calvin Newborn, who plays with Banyan sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I've played with him, too, when I play with you guys.
That's right.
Way cool, man. This has been a great show.
Yeah, Steve, thanks so much for coming aboard. And everybody, hope you enjoyed the show from Margot, France, here July 18, 2008. Watt from Pedro show.
With Steve McKay.
With Steve McKay. Keep your powder dry.